Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. These days are ominous, are profound, are unprecedented, and there's many different adjectives we could use to describe what we're seeing take place in our world. And God be glorified. We thank Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Shepherd, that spoke to his sheep, that has spoken to his church, his called out people, and prepared us and sounded the alarm to let us know that this is a day to be on our guard, to be on track with the Lord, to be full of the Holy Spirit, to be strong in the Lord, because these were days of tribulation, of opposition, of evil, of great calamity. As God brings forth his judgment, and everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Things in heaven, things in the earth. And this brings me to what I am burdened to share with you today, is knowing this, that all these things will come to pass that has been spoken by our Lord, by the apostles, the prophets, both in the New Testament and in the New Testament of the Scripture. What manner of life should we live? How should we live before God in this day? Carefully, humbly, and walking blameless before the Lord in love. And you know, Jesus outlined it so clearly about these days, the time of the end, the time preceding his coming, and the end of the age, that there'd be wars and rumors of wars, that there'd be deception, and kingdom against kingdom and nation against nation. And this was not the end, but just the beginning of sorrows, because there would be great famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. Persecution for the true faithful people in Jesus Christ as the cultures have crisis and fear and hunger and job loss and home loss as many different things take place. You know, people harden their heart because of the sin that increased, and the love of many will grow cold, and people will be really harsh with others, betray people. And this is why you want to have your comfort, and you want to have the assurance that you know the voice of the Lord, that you know the truth, and you buy the truth, and you sell it not. You don't compromise with the Lord, with your relationship with the Lord. But there will be catastrophes and tribulation and signs in the heavens and signs in the earth and raging seas. All these things will happen. And Jesus told us that we would know that he told us before it ever happened. Some of you will be betrayed and taken into custody. Some of you will be beaten in the synagogues or religious circles. Some of you will stand before rulers, governors, to give a testimony for Jesus Christ. And you're not to be thinking ahead what you will say, but the Spirit of the Lord will give you the words to speak. And you'll suffer for the name of Jesus Christ, and you're to rejoice. And all these things are very important to understand, that there will be catastrophes as economies collapse, sicknesses take place, and the governments work together and even use secular religious leaders to govern the people and control the mind and the behaviors of the people, the societies. But we need to obey God rather than man and stand true and faithful to Jesus Christ. Don't fear man. Don't fear him that can kill the body. But fear him that after he's killed the body can throw you into hell. That's what Jesus said. Keep your priorities in perspective. Go through these days. The most important thing isn't knowing about judgments and catastrophes, because they will surely come. It's our behavior before the Lord. It's our manner of life that we live. And Jesus isn't fooled by religious, or an external shell, or an external front, or a face. In fact, it made him so angry when he was dealing with the religious people that had an act. They played a game of religion before the Lord, and they didn't walk in love. They didn't walk in the liberty. They didn't help others. Jesus was sick of that. He said they were like whitewashed tombs. Sepulchers, polished on the outside, but inside dead men's bones. Abomination. Excess. And Jesus tells us to beware of the leaven. The leaven that was there in that day with the, among the leaders, the Pharisees, and the people. A leaven of corruption, because a little leaven would corrupt the whole. And he said, beware. Take heed to yourself. Beware of the leaven. And beware of the Pharisees' leaven, their teaching and their behavior, their ways of playing religion and putting people in bondage at that time. And not regarding the fear of the Lord and equity and kindness. You know, I want to talk about Apostle Paul because there's things written about him. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 and 21, he was talking about how he was crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, he lived. Yet not I, he said, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And these aren't just nice words. This isn't just some religious platitude. And then it shouldn't be that way for us either. This is a reality that Paul was saying. Listen, I'm crucified with Christ. And Jesus was nailed to a cross, nailed to a tree for not his sins, but mine and yours, and the sins of the whole world. He was crucified. And Paul identified with that cross, identified with that death. And Jesus laid down his life that he would be a ransom for many. And Paul surrendered his life into the crucifixion and said, I'm crucified with Jesus, yet I live. And he lived by the same spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead. And that's the way we need to be. And perhaps you've had a seed planted in your life today. Perhaps you've heard the gospel of the Lord. Perhaps you've even been in a religious environment and listening things on the radio or TV or on the internet or people you know. But now is the time. Now is the time to be crucified with Jesus Christ and live in him by the power of God, because these things are surely coming. And you want to be strong in the Lord. You want to have the assurance, full assurance of faith that you can walk through these days. You want to be secure in the hand of the Lord, that no one can pluck you out of the Father's hand, that not one hair on your head will perish. But Paul says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. It's Christ living in me. Right now, you have, in parallel road in the religious world, you have people that appear to love God, appear to love, serve God, but they're really not. They're not crucified. They're not. They're doing their own thing. They're just using religion as a business, or they're using religion for whatever their own self-grandizing ideas and concepts are, or their lust. That's the last thing you want to do, is use God and his holy word for your own self-interest. And you have, on the other hand, true servants of the Lord that love their Lamb, the Lamb of God, the Savior. They follow him. They lay down their life. They're crucified with him. They live unto him. And Christ lives in them. And they do his will. And they are obedient. They may appear the same from the appearance. We have to be discerning. But see, it doesn't matter if the whole world is false. God is calling you, and God is calling me to be an example of a believer in faith, in purity, in spirit, and in truth. It's up to you and I to be an example of Jesus Christ, to lay down our life, and like Paul was saying, in declaring this truth of being crucified with Christ. In this late hour, I can't think of anything more important than to exhort, but along this line of our behavior, it's righteousness, our manner of life before the Lord and before the people. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the Son of Man. God warned Noah. He was a righteous man. He was a preacher of righteousness, according to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. He was a preacher of righteousness, and he loosed the judgment of God into the earth for the wicked works that were being done, just as it is today. God made a distinction between the deeds of Noah and the deeds of the wicked world. And I want you to consider the examples of Jesus Christ, because he's our Lord. He's our example, and we're to walk in his steps. And this is, again, from Philippians chapter 2. Consider this. Listen. If there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill you my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Listen. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now listen to this. This is a profound text. This is a total distinction between Adam, the first man that came from the earth, and Christ, the second man or last man that was from above, Spirit. Adam sought to be like God and disobeyed and died, where Christ sought to be humble as a servant, obedient, and lives. Listen, Philippians 2, verse 6. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That is our pattern, ladies and gentlemen. That is what a true pattern is of pleasing God, is Jesus Christ. This is what God has called us to. We're going through these days, but we're going to go through it through the Lord. We're going to go through it through the power of the Lord. It's time to fall on the rock and be broken before the Lord. Submit to his lordship. Be crucified with Christ, but live by the power of God Almighty, by the resurrection in Jesus Christ. Put on the bowels and the kindness and mercies of the Lord, and stop being so self-seeking, self-promoting, and exalt the Lord and serve and bless others as Jesus did. Jesus would gird himself with a towel and wash your feet. He did that. He would feed you at the table, and he will do that in the coming kingdom. This is the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. This is the difference between the false that use the Lord, that use the word of God, that even use their grace and calling that God has given because they're seeking to create a corporation or a ministry to control people and to make merchandise of people. Distinct that from those that will serve the Lord and declare his kingdom. They're nameless, faceless ministries. And they're faithful to speak God's word. There's no chaff in them. They're not speaking an imagination of their mind. Choose this day the truth. Buy the truth and sell it not. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but through him.